Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the Post-Gazette covers the Penguins and the NHL, and that, of course, is Jason Mackey. And Jason, I don't know if you're watching this Toronto-Winnipeg game, but this has kind of been a pretty exciting game.
Indeed I am, Paul. I am planted on my couch, and I just watched Nazem Kadri score from the circle, and this thing's been building, and Toronto's playing awful well. I love it, too. I just tweeted something a little bit ago. I just love that this matchup is on TV. I feel like too often NBC has, you know, Detroit and Buffalo or something like that. You know, it's kind of a bad example because Buffalo's a little better this year, but just teams that, you know, are different, that people don't always get to see around here, you know, when they're not playing the Penguins. And this has been, you know, even though Toronto's kind of taking it to Winnipeg right now, it's been a really entertaining hockey game. I hope they do more of this stuff, showcase Canadian markets, even though it's a U.S. channel. It's just been good.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because, you know, you're right. Quite often when I turn on these games on NBC, it's the Flyers, it's the Blackhawks, it's the, you know, Rangers, obviously the Penguins, the Capitals, which and that's cool. But I do like to see some of these teams that, we just don't get to see all that often here on this side of the country.
Yeah, and, you know, last night I got another response to a tweet I thought was a really good point. You know, they didn't have Crosby and McDavid on, which I thought was a big swing and miss. That should have been on every channel. You know, it should not be hard to find. But, you know, to that end, they also had Nashville and San Jose on. So I like that matchup. It's a little bit of progress, man. I feel like if we talk about the NHL and compare it to the NFL or the NBA or even Major League Baseball with, like, how to make yourself popular and get yourself talked about and make it interesting, the NHL is just woefully behind. But I'm hoping maybe this is a little something here. We realize if we put some good games on, some interesting teams, let's talk about our star players, hey, maybe the casual fan might start paying attention to us more.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, the Penguins last night obviously played Edmonton, won in overtime. Sidney Crosby with one of those goals that sort of define why he's Sidney Crosby and nobody else is. It was a completely different kind of game than the game they beat Toronto a couple of, you know, about 3 or 4 days ago, right? I mean, if you look at it, two completely different ways to win a game, which I think speaks volumes about the versatility of the Penguins.
Yeah, I think the versatility is a good thing. I don't think they're going to win very many games, though, defending like they did last night. I mean, you know, it's great that Patrick Hornquist got on the scoreboard and the goal Crosby scored, you know, I'd put right up there with some of the best he's ever scored. But, you know, if they're going to get anywhere, or if they think they're going to get anywhere playing the way they did defensively last night, I think they've got another thing coming. They, you know, but this isn't really news. I mean, they know that they have some questions defensively and how much help the defensemen are getting, but also how the defensemen perform. I thought that Olli Maatta was pretty bad last night. I thought Jack Johnson was really bad last night. And honestly, Matt Murray was pretty decent. You know, they gave up, what, 5 goals, but I'm not sure you can really crush Murray over it. He was kind of hung out to dry. But that's the thing about the Penguins, too. I mean, they're going to have these games. They're able to score with anybody in the league, and they are capable of winning these things. I think the key for them is to just not make it habit. You know, and Mike Sullivan says this all the time. He says it in his own language. You know, we're never going to score our way to a championship, and they can't score their way to championships. They just need to have that club in their bag if they ever need it.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that would probably why, if you really want to point to, a game that you say, well, this is how, you know, they need to play in order to win, it would be that Toronto game, right?
Right. I mean, if we talk about a process and something you want to repeat over and over again, I mean, that's what you want to do. You know, they had plenty of opportunities in that game. They just happened to be going against a really good team, and Freddie Anderson made some pretty decent saves. On another night, you know, 4 or 5 of those could go in. you just never know. But as far as something that they trust, and Mike Sullivan's been talking about this a lot, he's no dummy, he goes through this every year, you know, they know that they have to play a certain way to win. Is that sort of line of thinking, is that an easier sell in March and April? Absolutely. It's a tough sell with this group in October, November, December. It's just kind of tough to care night in and night out because the regular season is so darn long. But as far as a process that you want to bottle up and repeat, absolutely, you take Toronto every day of the week.
One of the things that people were sort of discussing, and I thought it was way too premature to even talk about, but was Matt Murray, you know, after coming off the injury, where was he at? He obviously played really, really well against Toronto. You know, what are your thoughts on him and where he's at and where he needs to get to?
Yeah, I was driving around, Paul, a couple of days ago, and I heard you talking about this, and I agreed with it a lot. Just about I mean, the regular season is long. There's so much stuff that's going to happen, and you know, what did we really learn from this? I think it was even after the Toronto game, and I agree with 99% of it. The only thing that I might disagree with on it has to do with Murray, and I thought that what he did that game against Toronto spoke a lot about sort of where he was at mentally. I think he was more than a little hacked off that Casey DeSmith got that start. I think it was Tuesday against Vancouver, and you know, everybody sort of expected Murray to get back in there. But he showed me a lot in that game in how he played, his ability to sort of relax. It is a long season, and I think he's going to be just fine as long as he stays healthy. But I think he was wound a little bit too tight early on, and I see him relaxing and getting back to himself at this point, which is just playing a very simple, positionally sound, very smart game.
Yeah, and I think I do remember that, Jason. I think my point was more or less we kind of know who Matt Murray is, so I really wasn't in the camp that was particularly worried about him other than his health.
Yeah, I don't get the whole like free. The guy won two Stanley Cups. He's proven himself time and time again. If you want to question, can he stay healthy? I think that's fair. But other than that, what else does the guy need to do?
Yeah, and my other point was we've seen where he just kind of goes through these times where he maybe plays a few weeks where he's just sort of in a little bit of a funk, and then he works his way out of it, and he's great for, you know what I mean. It's just, I don't know. I don't worry about him. I just know that when it comes time for them to play and play games that really matter, he's going to be really good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know.
Would you rather have Sergei Bobrovsky? You know, that's the inverse of this, right? Like, do you want a guy that's going to dominate in the regular season, but he can't win a playoff game for his life? Or do you want the guy who's good in the playoffs who may have some lulls in the regular season? I mean, I'm fine with the lulls in the regular season as long as he wins in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think that's the most important thing. Jason, we, you know, I've read a lot of stuff, you know, obviously I read your stuff and, every day, and people out there, you should read his stuff. It's the postgazette.com. If you want to really follow this hockey team, you can do it, through Jason. Jack Johnson is a very, you know, there's a lot of mixed feelings about where he's at or how he's fit in, how well he's playing, all that other stuff. I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on him? And it seems to me like it's still going to be a work in progress to really get him settled in.
Yeah, it's certainly a work in progress, and it's certainly early. I think a lot of the fan base is, you know, they see a game like last night where he's on the ice for all five goals and he doesn't play particularly well. He hasn't really found a partner and all this stuff, and they start, see, told you so, this is a terrible signing, we're set up for five more years of this at a $3.2 million cap hit and whatever else. And, I mean, I understand the frustration, and a lot of it is, you know, at this point legitimate. I don't think Jack Johnson has been good enough or anywhere near what they expected him to be. Is he incapable of doing that? I'm not sure I'm ready to go there. I think it's still, you need to give the guy some time. He's played, what, seven games in a Penguin sweater, and he's been on the second and third pair, the right and left side. He's played with literally everybody on the defense corps. They need to find some continuity as a whole back there, and when they do, I think things will improve, specifically for Jack Johnson. He's also shown some really good flashes. You know, they had an extended 5-on-3 kill against Montreal. Jack Johnson was really good in some physicality in Toronto. He excelled in that department. So it's just been a mixed bag for me. I get the vitriol, but I think it's too early to sort of come to any definitive conclusion on this guy at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, it's such a long season, and, you know, it takes a little bit of time to learn how to play or play with a new team and all that other stuff. You know, one other name that always seems to come popping up is Daniel Sprong. I think,
unless you're Mike Sullivan, that name doesn't come.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems to me, you know, I don't want to use it, well, I don't want to say this, but he seems to be slowly but surely becoming Bo Bennett, you know, the guy that went from he's going to be a great, great player, you know, give him time, he's struggling, to a guy who maybe just needs to go somewhere else.
But Sprong at least is staying healthy. I mean, poor Bo Bennett couldn't stay on the ice. Boy, did I like Bo Bennett a lot, but he just could not stay healthy. Daniel Sprong can't get on the ice, but he's available, you know, for a football term. Like, availability is not a problem with Daniel Sprong. It's just, you know, you knew, I think it was Alex Chiasson that drilled him in the corner and then goes out to score the goal. Watching that, I mean, that is the exact thing that they're trying to get Sprong to do better with, and it's just not happening. And I do wonder, Paul, to your original point, though, like, is it going to come here? You know, are things going to magically just fix and Daniel Sprong's going to be a regular, he's going to play top 9 minutes and all this stuff that the Penguins really hope to accomplish? I'm starting to wonder if that is going to happen. It doesn't seem like the coach is ever going to trust him enough to do what he does best, and that's score goals. And, you know, if he's not going to do that, it seems silly to keep him on the roster because he doesn't really contribute anything else. And at that point, you know, why not let him go do his thing elsewhere and see what you can get for him?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It feels like, and I could be wrong, you're a lot closer to it than I am, that as long as Mike Sullivan is the coach, it's going to be very difficult for Sprong to get an opportunity to show what he can do.
Right, and their roster is constructed as such that it's not easy for him to get minutes. Like, Daniel Sprong just plays the right side. On the Penguins, guys who just play the right side are Phil Kessel and Patrick Hornquist. So right there, he has one open spot for right wing. Sprong has said, you know, oh, I could play the left. And he really can't. I mean, you're losing a lot over there. He looks tremendously uncomfortable. I don't think that's anything that Mike Sullivan would even entertain, given his other concerns about Sprong's game. And then you add to that, you know, sort of a I don't want to call it a trust factor, but Sullivan wants to see more from Sprong in terms of an all-around game. And, you know, I think Sprong's trying. I really do. I just don't think, you know, some guys just aren't made out to be those type of players. And I think if you're coaching Daniel Sprong, you need to put him in a scoring role, and you need to live with his shortcomings. And I don't know if the Penguins are equipped to do either of those two things right now.
Well, I agree, and it's going to be interesting to see how it develops with him. But I'm always interested when there's these guys, these younger guys that everyone wants to sort of see get a shot, and they can't seem to get a shot, and it just sort of becomes a storyline that takes a life of its own. Jason, thank you so much for joining us. We will definitely have to do this every week now, at least every week, maybe not, maybe a little bit more than that sometimes.
Anytime, pal. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. He's Jason Mack. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.